Okay, we're going. This is the right spot, right? I don't have to load state.
Right, yeah.
Hey everyone. We're playing Mother 3. Probably knew that from the title.
Gubatora learns Magnet Omega, which steals power points from all enemies on screen.
That's pretty good.
Oh, Lucas. Slowly but steadily, the people of Tasmania have been heading into the big city. I didn't know you guys were still here, though. What's that? You're looking for Ionia's house? It's certainly not nearby, I can tell you that. Do you remember my little cabin in the mountains where you used to come visit? To the west of that old cabin is Agrilla Pass, or Argia Pass. You can get to Ionia's place from there. Whatever the case, it'd probably be good idea to take a map. I ran into Mapson just a minute ago. He might still be around here somewhere. You should get him to mark your map for you. Yeah, the other person also said that, and I totally agree. We need that after all the messing around from before.
It's a lot of blast marks on the ground.
Yeah, because they kept blasting that guy's tent with the lightning tower.
Yeah. If you need something for the map-loving and map-owning Mapson, it must be a map, yes? I don't know about this Ionia person, but I do know where Agrila passes. Let me see your map for a second. There, this mark shows where Argia, are we saying Argia Pass?
I think Argia is what we're going to say. I don't know, because it's like, it depends on how much the translator person was integrating, like, the idea that we would know Spanish sounds with the double L, but I think that they were counting on that, honestly.
Okay, this mark shows where Argia passes.
Like, the language doesn't seem like it was done by an idiot, you know? It seems like they had...
Well, it was a whole team of people.
Yeah, so... I don't know. It just seems... So let's go ahead. I'm stuck in this village because no one invited me to go with them. When did everyone suddenly get together and discuss leaving for the big city? No one seems to be home.
The town is shutting down. There's,
I think this is Bronson's house, so Bronson's on the beach still. But he has this giant safe for some reason.
An oven for turning iron red hot. It is the very latest automated model.
Oh, okay, so that automates his old job. So he just sits on the beach and he's all burnt up now.
Customers, this is just the store.
Yeah, but he's saying,
Oh, he can't just leave his store behind.
Want to see, yeah, he's still got the really early equipment. I just want to talk to everybody in this sort of late stage of the game. Yato, the big inn.
I'm so scared of being forced to pay my hotel bill that I holed up inside my room. Finally, I worked up the resolve to not care what happens, so I stepped outside, and everyone was gone. Which means this hotel now belongs to me. This is what they mean by stepping outside your comfort zone will lead to greater things. Understand, kid? Learn by my example. I went from a man with no money whatsoever to a hotel king. Welcome.
And there's still happy boxes kind of playing propaganda everywhere. I thought I could check whatever's in that.
Yeah. So can we actually rest at this hotel, or is that not
No, I don't think that you can, even before. I'm not 100% sure, but...
Oh, cool. It's a cleaning supply closet now. Well, we can't go up there. Yeah, everyone's staying at the hotel. Hotel King of an empty kingdom.
We didn't necessarily describe it before, but, like, after the time skip, Tasmilly had, like, a lot of people.
It was a hoppin' town.
I can't believe anyone would want to leave this village, but it's starting to get hard for me to stay, too.
I will note that the sprite for that old guy was used in Earthbound.
Mm-hmm.
Not many, but some sprites have been just carried forward. This annoying onlooker is not such a bad guy, after all. He feels less and less like a stranger as time goes on.
Oh no, the pig mask is becoming friends with the community. He's gonna give up the pig life.
Oh no. I like this mask guy. He knows the score. He's got a nice mask, too.
They hated each other after the time skip at the beginning of their charactership, and now they love each other.
Your dad is still looking for Klaus, even after all this time, says the sheep. Flint says he doesn't want to go to the big city. Nearly all the villagers have left. All the sheep are smiling after all of their lies. So we can go back inside our old home.
I just want to check everything out.
Right. There's nothing particularly changed inside the home. Just as we left it. I'm the mayor here, which means I'll be one of the last people to leave the big city. Leave for the big city. Even so, I really want to go. I should just ditch this miserable little village and be done with it. Oh, Lucas, you didn't hear me talking to myself just now, did you?
Oh, Mayor Pusher.
There's a frog, like a save frog, and it's riding a little rat, or a little rat-sized car around, like the mouse of the motorcycle.
The car is polished and sparkling.
Oh, also, yes, there's a full-size car as well. He still can't move out because of my husband's job. Oh, why did he have to be the mayor of this dinky little village? This is a wife of the mayor, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, the mayor's wife is a good-looking lady.
Do you speak to others with a smile on your face? That's one of the most basic things you can do to be lively. It's been a Huck the Huckster's humor dojo. This has been Huck the Huckster's humor dojo.
I'm sure that was a pun in Japan. I'm gonna talk to this person, but not because I wanted to see their dialogue. I just wanted to see their. Yeah, she's an angry-looking older lady, and I like that. Oh my god, he's got a fever. This is just between you and me, but I've landed a new job in the city. I couldn't care less about the mayor and his wife. So I'm going to suddenly up and disappear in a day or two. Ack! Busy, so busy! That guy's just totally abandoning them. Oh, you're back. I can't really teach you anything about humor. I'm still in training myself. But I can see you really lack humor too. Fucking owned.
We got roasted.
I didn't think we were coming here for that. And then there's a wallpaper here is made to look like a filled bookcase. That's hilarious. The reason I checked it, because I was like, this is so weird. It's inset into the wall. And then it was just a paper.
It's wallpaper.
But that's like how good the graphics are, that I could tell that there was something wrong with it without, yeah. So, a lot of these houses that it's saying no one's home at it are, like, people we actually directly knew, like, Abbott and his wife, stuff like that. Oh. Beef jerky. Maybe a low tier item at this point. Sprinting bomb.
Sprint, sprint, sprint the bombs today.
Away.
Later. I'm not sure what to do. It's a real dilemma. Should we head to the big city, or should we stay behind and keep an eye on the village? I just can't decide.
Don't worry, Dad. Whatever happens, happens.
And that's Lighter and Fuel, who Flint had saved at the beginning of the game.
Going to the Spike Spiegel School of Thought, I see.
Yeah.
So we're going into the woods, and we need to go to the woods and then head west? Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, we have to head pretty far north. There's a small notice on a board here. Going to the big city. See you all later. So we need to go far north to get to here.
Did we take this turn? Oh my gosh. This glitter hand managed to bump us at just the right angle to get a blue attack against us. We won anyway.
Shockingly.
Who would have guessed?
I do like when they attack and then Duster strikes out with blinding speed and auto-kills an enemy. Because he can do that. It's just a random chance every battle, and I think it's based on like his speed stat or something. And he just gets an auto-attack.
So is it one attack, or is it like a super instant kill deal?
It's one basic attack, but I mean, that's good. He has the second best attack stat.
Right, right. I didn't know if it was like just a chance that you...
Oh, no, no. Just given the Slytherin's incredibly low HP, it's an auto kill. Right. Oh, I recognize this area. Union's house is north of here. The west path should lead us there. Let's go. Oh wait, I'm gonna read these signs. Ahead, Agria Pass. I know how you feel, but stay away. Agria Pass, also known as Stumble Pass. Be careful not to drop anything. So this is a whole thing. Can you look up, Mother 3, Bony... Whoa! We really did stumble, huh? Where'd the jar of yummy pickles go? Did we drop it? Though, I guess that's what happens when it's easy to drop and easy to roll around. Duster says it shouldn't be hard to find. Let's split up and find it. Shug, you help too. And all the other characters walk off screen and it centers to Shug. And now, that is who we are.
Okay.
So we need to find this Stumble Pass.
Stumble Pass.
If this is Starman.net one, that's probably...
Yeah, that's what we're going with.
Is there a map for this zone? I think we should go...
Just hold on. I'm looking.
What I'm saying is, I think the page didn't load with the side stuff it needs, so that
right.
You can just...
they used frames or something, and we actually got...
Back.
Actually, they want maps. To the cliffs?
Yeah, we need to see which one's the actual jar because we want to pick that up last.
Oh, okay.
I thought we'd find it pretty quick, but... Think you can find a trip? If you find anything, take it to Lucas.
Is the last shining spot behind the large center rock.
Okay, cool.
You found something soft. We got a recollection bell. Something that looks delicious. So every time Shug digs up a shiny object, then we take it over to Lucas, and Lucas is able to identify what it really is, because Shug is ultimately a dog.
Okay, good. We got the Thud Charm, though, and the... I don't know what the recollection bell is, but we'll check it out. We got the jar. Find it? It's a little dirty, but that's all the herb. That's the jar of yummy pickles, all right.
Why did we have a jar of yummy pickles to begin with?
Because we were given it to give to,
Oh, yeah. It was a key item that we were carrying. From one Maggie to the next.
Oh, wait. Oh. It's gonna put her defense up by 15.
15 up? Wow. Increases protection from all status ailments and defense plus 30. It's a pretty good charm.
Yes.
Sometimes they give you good stuff. You can buy them later, but for this part of the game, it's excellent. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I think that you, like...
We can slowly chase down a mecha monkey. Mysterious metal monkey. All of our hits are doing one hit each.
I wanted to turn around, and then I'm gonna see. I think one of these guys has a saltwater gun.
Yeah, we're gonna saltwater gun.
One of the faster characters has one. I'll use it on them instead, though. Damn! Okay, so I'll have to start with the saltwater gun. I just wanted to get the front-facing.
So are they worth super high experience if you can kill them?
No, I think it just says that you got a good experience and they're worth zero experience, but I still like to do it.
Oh, that's goofy, but fun.
There's a lot of late-game enemies that are special enemies, and they don't give any experience, and it says that.
Is the saltwater gun consumed on use?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Well, like, whatever.
Sure. So, this mole cricket sells some stuff. And it looks like it would be upgrades.
Yeah, I just need to clear stuff out.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of inventory management time.
Here. Money. Just gonna get the lot. We'll put away the lot afterward, too.
Do we have 16,000 or 160,000?
I think 16.
That sounds more like what I was expecting. That's somehow we've gotten a crazy amount of money. 19,597. Oh, wait. 17? Oh, wait, you're just buying yourself. 17,000-ish. 14,000-ish. An otter hat. It looks like an otter.
No.
Inventory full. And we get a crow bandana and a mist charm. The last thing we're buying.
Promise charm for Lucas.
Yes.
His inventory filled up because I didn't want to sell the awesome crown. I want to just put it in my stash.
Is there a stash guy around here? You know?
Where the next guy is, but I'm going to save it till I find him.
Sure, sure.
Damn, I wanted to kill that monkey.
The area does also have dry terrain things, like dried up trees and baobab trees and stuff.
It's the same area-ish where we called it, like, Utah or whatever we said.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, now that there's a baobab tree, maybe it's more like some parts of Africa. The baobab part of Breath of the Wild is a pretty cool area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going up a hill, and a vulture goes after us. A blue balding eagle. You remember that game, Zumbinis?
Mm-hmm.
They're blue. What a line.
I'm gonna go try and respawn that monkey one time.
Okay. Would going in through the... Yeah, I don't know if going into that
I don't know if he spawned...
Uh-oh! There he is.
Okay, we can take him out. Shoot him right in the back with a saltwater gun. Cruelty.
Shug hits. The saltwater gun.
Metal monkey became tame.
You won. It was a good experience. It's gotta be a metal slime joke, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Dragon Quest fans will know that metal slimes have super stupendously hard to hurt bodies, but then give tons of experience if you can defeat them. But they also run away really fast. Just like the metal monkey.
Mm-hmm. No.
There's a lot of eagles in this area. They keep dropping down on us.
If I hadn't gone back, there would only have been two.
Oh, yeah. Oh no!
How dare you decrease Lucas' stats?
The tender loving tree is draining away Lucas' stats. Oh, and then he does the burning tree thing where, as he dies, he deals a bunch of mortal damage to just drain out your hit points while you try to mash A fast enough. What a sore loser.
Look at these modern moles.
Are they... Oh, they're very modern.
It's the opposite of the other guys, basically.
Yeah?
Because there's, like... There's basic-ass moles. Then there's the mecha moles who right. have drill hands and, like, normal faces and goggles. Like, the red techno-goggles. But then this one has, like, little... metal mole hands, but not, like, drills. But then, like, a drill nose.
Yeah. That's because he's modern.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Modern is, like, it's sleek, it's fancy, it's reserved, you know?
I mean, he's just called the Mecha Mole. I'm just saying he's modern, because this is the one in the current age of,
Wait, go down to the treasure.
Sure, but there's also, like...
I mean, if we're
okay,
if we're
getting... I thought that no, we are. I thought that this was. Sometimes it's hard to see what's the crit path and what's not, and I thought that I was off the crit path. I thought that that present was going to be on the crit path. It's a good thing that you said that because
can't
it
tell,
is the map.
Can't tell where the critical path is. Yeah, we got the map for this cave. Now we're.
I'm gonna go left first. I'm pretty sure you have to go right, but... Look at these creeps.
What the heck?
Puddle bomb.
So... What we're seeing is kind of a cluster of, like, four orbs, right? And there's one orb with a mouth, and then one orb above with an eye.
And those are connected directly with with the same
little
red orb colored globby stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then off the bottom of the orbs, we got some little spindly legs. And off the sides, we got some arms with orb hands. And the mouth is grinning, and the eye is kind of not quite looking at us upward. It's all a little bit unsettling. Which I suspect is the point. Kumatora is having to use Psy Frost on this asshole.
Yeah, that was very effective, though. I should do that next time.
Right. The Cuddle Bomb is quite the rough customer.
It was slowly counting down, whispering the counts.
I got a magic pudding. Get to fight two moles.
Do it once, oh my god. The moles!
Fill up our hit points.
You know how you gotta do those between battle heals.
Nasty between battle heals. Oh, okay, we got...
Fighting just one will be good, because we only need to... do about a single freeze, I think. And I won't be able to count down.
Probably. Yeah, our normal hits are like 100 or less, and then the freeze is like 460.
Cuddle bomb is destroyed.
He just wants to cuddle.
Just wants to latch onto you and explode.
Yeah. Oh. Oh no, it clung to Lucas. And then was destroyed.
Good.
Inside the present, there is a super.
Kill bomb. Him. You know, I'm always Palpatine.
Oh my gosh.
Say, always be Palpatining.
That's what they say, ABP.
Yeah?
The guide also. This time I did not walk through here. Also encourages us to beat a metal monkey for a good experience.
The guy's body solidified when I attacked the back one with a breeze.
Holy crap, these guys are tough. Are they tough, or are we suddenly under level?
I think we're finally at the correct level.
The Goddess Buster? Bracer?
Okay. Bustier.
Bustier.
See, she'll lose 10 defense, but get 20 power points, and I can put the Thud Charm on somebody else.
Somewhat strong as Fire and Ice also sounds good. We're gonna put the Thud Charm on Lucas.
Just have my main party guy be the beast.
The beast. Alright.
Negative man.
It's, imagine if...
He sobbed, moaned, and started to cry.
Imagine if, like, a yellow bar was, like, anthropomorphized, had, like, a face and arms and legs and stuff. And then he was just, like... on his hands and knees, sobbing into the ground. That's what the negative man is like.
I'm gonna try and made you look him. Ah! I gotta see his back.
Oh, okay. What type of item was that?
It was a made you look.
Okay. And it just flips the...
I don't think it always works, though. But yeah, it does flip him around.
Neat.
But yeah, we got a good experience from that, too. We were like, that was cool beating up that guy.
What a time. So there wasn't like a mini boss or anything?
No.
How goofy.
We got the Goddess Bustier. So like, Pumatora looks hot or whatever.
Yeah, but we didn't have to fight Negative One to do it.
Oh, I know.
We get to fight more of these, bombs. They're worth 3,000 each? Oh wait, no. 1,300 each, that's...
No, 18.
18. That's still not as good as the first number I thought.
You are correct.
I must have been looking at when there was two of them.
It's almost 19. It's like 1890.
1890? The year that the thing happened?
The thing. Way back in this year, a thing happened.
Yeah.
I can't think of any events that are associated in my mind with 1890 specifically.
Oh.
I'm sure that many, many things happened that year, and I'm not discounting it as an important year. I'm just saying I'm not learned enough to know about that.
1890. Events. So this is the January 13th is today. We don't have anything exactly on this anniversary. Oh, the Kingdom of Italy establishes Etruria as its colony in the Horn of Africa. Love and imperialism.
Not to say that that was not an important event to the people who lived in that exact region, but there had already been a lot of colonialism.
Sure.
I think I might need to go back to heal, otherwise I'll start having to use PowerPoint items. Because I think the enemies the other way are actually stronger. But I can take the eagle fights in such ways that the trees don't join the fights, so I should be able to make this faster.
Okay, here's one. June 20th, The Picture of Dorian Gray is published by Philadelphia-based Lippincott's Monthly Magazine.
Admittedly, this is something I've heard of. Dorian Gray has left enough cultural impact to get referenced in a lot of other media and also get, like, directly parodied, etc. Or non-parodied, like, adaptation.
Oh, okay. The 1890 Japanese general election. It's the first general election for the House of Representatives in Japan. About 5% of the adult male population elect a lower house of the Diet of Japan in accordance with the Meiji Constitution of 1889.
Huh.
The Ouija board is first released.
The Luigi board?
The Luigi board is first released.
Can I burn a Luigi board?
Oh, Idaho is admitted as the 43rd U.S. state, July
3rd. Oh, that's
3rd.
Funny. I should have known that, because 1990 was the centennial.
Should have known that. Also, Wyoming, a few days later.
There's a picture in the library that was hung up for the centennial that's like, Idaho, the shape of the land as an old smiling woman, and it's quite good. I don't know. It's
damn it.
The eagle got me where a tree could get in the fight. Lucas dodged the brain shock. That's pretty impressive that you can dodge a psychic attack. I guess I don't know how psychic stuff works, but
oh!
Mm-hmm.
Here's an event.
Something important.
The December 29th, 1890, the Wounded Knee Massacre.
Okay.
So
that's something I've heard of.
So it's a thing.
And again, I mean, like, if I didn't already live in America and know what that was, I would probably be like, I know that that's bad, but they had already done so many bad things, and they would continue to do so many more bad things. It's
right.
Just one in a long line. But yeah, I mean, like, obviously we know what Wormtongue is, because we live in America. That's right, doxed. You live in America.
Doxed.
Hey, listeners, you'll be able to find him really easily now that you know he lives in America.
Yeah.
It's not like the other stuff I said was way more specific.
No. So, I was looking at 1890 stuff for a while. What's going on in the game? We got,
we're back at the first split path chamber. I just went back and I healed at the hot springs.
Oh.
And I had to fight my way back. But I mean, like, now we have, look at all those power points.
There's 184 power points.
The Awesome Crown gave me some, max power points. As I recall, the north is, non-crit path, so we will go here.
Gotta fight one of these nasty cuddle bombs.
Also, now we have the, Humator was down to like 50-something, I think. And, you know, she's got 217 even after using power points already.
Yeah.
These guys
got some slugs. A sticky slug.
They look like really weak.
They look like Yanma is what they look like. The Pokemon. They're little sluggy monsters with little wings.
I guess
in the
they kind of do.
Yeah.
I mean, Yanma's very dragonfly specific.
I mean, Yanmega is definitely dragonfly specific. Yanma, the wings are so stubby.
Show me Yanma. I'm a game show producer now.
You're right. I'm not.
Are you thinking of
thinking of Dunsparce?
Dunsparce. So yeah. I go from the black collar to the striped collar, and Shug's offense and defense go up by 10 yet again.
Oh boy.
Blinding speed.
There's a lot of slugs.
Oh no. Decreasing my stats.
With their vacuum attack?
It's decreasing his stats further! Duster's stats suck now! We finished off three of them at once with Lucas's,
Now, this is a relatively rare event, but we have seen it before, is that there were five slugs that fought, but the screen can only fit three, so two of them just waited off stage, and then as some were defeated...
Yeah, that's why I described Omega as affecting all on-screen enemies, because fights can have enemies, like, that are primed to just dump in as soon as an enemy's gone.
Yeah.
Lucas is feeling feverish.
Oh, that's silly, Lucas.
What a time to be alive!
It's a lot of coffee chugging.
It's pretty good.
Nice.
And it was just getting, like, low enough temperature that it wasn't going to be good anymore.
Okay.
So, like, I had to drink it now.
Yeah.
Or it would just be kind of...
I like that the Mega Mold...
I would still drink it if it was bad. But I'd rather drink it all now. Do you like that the Mega Mold...
I like that the Mega Mold has special notes when he hits you.
They all do, literally all enemies.
Well, yeah, but most of the time it sounds like a bashing sound or whatever. In the
I think you need to listen closer, because they all sound like different instruments.
Yeah, but I know they're different instruments, but they sound like instruments that are already associated with smashing, biting noises and stuff. The mole sounds like definitely not a normal bite sound effect
all right.
to me.
There are other ones that do not fit the idea that they're in a fight. I just think missed them.
I must have missed them. The cuddle bomb counted to two.
Murmured two.
Murmured two.
They murmur, they whisper.
Murmured one.
We're doing pretty good. We've yet to let one of these bombs go off. This is like Metal Gear Solid 2. You can't let any of the C4 explode.
Damn.
Look at this guy.
It's, well, it's kind of a purple guy, but his head is so big and heavy that it's as big as his entire body, and he's like, his neck can't support it, and so it's careened back until his, like, the top of his head is touching the ground. So he's kind of looking backwards while the rest of his body faces another direction. It's, grotesque, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Akira would get shy and look away from this.
Oh, I don't think so. But I get what you're saying. You know what?
What?
I was gonna heal with,
Oh, these life ups.
These big head guys can cast PK Ground, which is really powerful, and it's an attack that Kumatora gets, but we're not exactly
PK
high enough
ground?
Level.
That sounds neat.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. I have had PK Ground at this point in the game before.
You just have to be higher level?
Yeah, it's just like... Psy are like, you can learn them as soon as you're a certain level, and then you have to get Feverish. I just got Life Up Omega and then I think Counter Omega.
A hefty head. What a...
Let me see here. Yeah, I got thing? Counter Omega...
And so what are the counters? I don't think we've seen the counters.
Counters are like shields where they half damage, but then the damage that they block, they reflect.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he hits his head onto the ground causing a shockwave, but it's actually just PK Ground. It's the same way that, like, a lot of enemies can use PK Fire.
Yeah. And it does about 60 to all of us, which is not insignificant.
Yeah, and when Kumatora does it, I think it's a portion of their life, like percent. We should look up what PK Ground does. We won't even have it for a while, but I just kind of want to see.
Let's see.
And now I have Life Up Omega, which hits everybody. It's not a full heal on everybody, but approximately 240 to all allies. And so you click it once, and it basically maxes your party most of the time.
PK Ground, 2 to 13% max HP damage to 5 enemies. Psy shields and counters can't block. 8% trip rate. So level 60 power, and it costs 43 power points, which is bonkers.
It's quite good.
Maybe, I guess. I mean, for 50 power points, you can get 800 to 820 damage from...
You know, 13% of an enemy's life points can be higher than that.
Right, right. I'm saying it depends on the enemy. You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Okay. Also, Lucas generally is doing, like, kind of other stuff. I guess a lot of the way I fight is the stat ups and downs.
Yeah. Yeah, we do there's a lot of stat ups and downs that happen. For sure.
They're very powerful. Grilled chickens.
And we go into Ionia's house.
who we last saw flying away like a piece of paper. Oh, it's so good to see you again. You've finally come. Lucas, you've always struck me as a bit of a crybaby, but you've grown so strong. Shug, you came with him all this way. Good boy. Shake. Shake! Shug looks at him. Oh, you don't know any tricks? Let's see. This slightly plain-looking fellow. What was it again? Oh, yes, Duster. I knew your name. I was only teasing, dearie. It's a pleasure to meet you, Duster. I know very well that your fate lies in helping cute little Lucas here. Kumatora, I've watched you since you were very little, but this is the prettiest you've ever been now. You're absolutely fabulous. I know you might say, cut that crap out, but it's the truth. By the by, what's in that jar you have there? It looks easy to drop and easy to roll. Hand it over the jar of yummy pickles. Exclamation point. Oh, fabulous. My absolute favorite, yummy pickles. You brought them all the way here for me. Thank you. These pickles will be the last thing I eat before I vanish. I'm going to really enjoy them. You don't need to say anything. I understand. 5 needles have been pulled now. Aeolia, Doria, Lydia, Bigria, Mixalydia. They've all disappeared, now that the time has come. And now it's my turn. That leaves only my needle and Chupichupioi Temple. That's the name of the temple.
Chupichupioi, yeah.
And the one missing needle. Now, adorable little Lucas, go to Chupichupioi Temple. The temple is covered in vines frozen in time. You can't get inside with them as they are. You'll need to sprinkle these waters of time on them. Got waters of time.
Okay.
If you're tired, rest here. Yes.
Definitely rest.
I didn't even know that was an option, but I'm glad that I talked to them again. You should probably hurry. The time is now. Go. And it does the hotel post-sleep theme for
the should we
bed.
Save the frog?
Sure. Oh, there's a Mr. Saturn, wrapped up like a an old Russian woman. Polished into shiny sparkle thing. No worries. I give back at you. The Courage Badge was none other than a Franklin Badge. You got the Franklin Badge.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Farewell, farewell. And then, the, Saturn leaves.
Okay, so for those who aren't familiar, the Franklin Badge has perfect, lightning elemental reflection properties.
Mm-hmm. Benjamin Franklin used it to survive when he got struck by lightning over and over.
Yep.
So, there's a whole bunch of pigmen. There's 6 greens behind a white. There's a... And greens are already tier 3, so white is tier 4. And there's a Clayman endlessly bashing against the frozen vines. And then Klaus walks up from behind, orders the white pigmen out of his way. And then the Clayman is still bashing, so he throws a bomb into the Clayman, and it explodes. He doesn't care about murdering that innocent Clayman. He walks up to the vines, he looks back and forth. We walk up as a quadruple behind these various pig masks. And
they all notice us.
The white pig mask yells to them, and then they start saluting him, and they all charge.
No dialogue. We know what's going on. They're just shouting and charging.
It's cool that they, like, do that whole segment without any dialogue. I think it's, like...
No, I think it's cool, too.
Yeah. You know what? Why not? I'm using jazz. I'm using fire. I'm fucking these guys up. The time bomb stuck to Lucas, so he's gonna get blown up in a second. Shield device... Oh, Psy Shield. Fuck. Well, whatever. It means his physical shield is gone, at least, I guess. And they weren't Psy counters, so... That would have been bad.
That would have been real bad if the Jazz got countered on us.
Actually...
We're going to offense up Omega on our own party.
Yeah, now that they don't have basic shields, I can... I'm just gonna do attacks. If they didn't have Psy shields, I would probably use, like, fire again, but... Probably most of the way through this fight anyway. That's why I was like, screw it, I'll just use my big stuff right off the bat. I also thought all the other pig masks would file in, so I thought it would be green after green after green. I thought it was gonna be kind of a huge rolling battle.
That would have been
pretty cool.
Exactly what I was expecting based off of, you know,
the scene we saw.
The scene and how battles work in non-scripted events. If there's too many opponents. Alright. Well,
level
we got
49, so Kumator is getting closer to that 60 that we need for PK Ground. King Burger! They all get feverish and run away. And then Lucas alone approaches Klaus. There's like a... It's turning this, monochrome this, and then back to normal over and over again.
Pulsing with energy, yeah.
Lucas has ellipses... Klaus walks up and also ellipses. Oh no, my friends come to join me, even though they should not stand that close. There's a sick-ass moment where Klaus pulls out his sword and does like a three slash and then lightnings us. Lucas's Franklin badge reflected the masked man's lightning right back at him. And so he gets zapped. All the pig masks are shook. He goes again, he pulls out his sword, his eye glints orange, and then he jumps at us with his lightsaber-looking sword.
Alright, now we're in another battle.
It's like a yellow lightsaber.
Are we gonna...
Actually, I'm gonna shield us first. I think probably Psy Shield. I don't know what his... I think he might use Jazz.
Probably good to shield him then, yeah. Give him an offense down.
Is there something we can... I don't think saltwater gun works on him.
I don't think it works on him at all. No.
Okay.
Sprinting bomb.
Old sprinting bomb. He doesn't really have any offense items.
Good bites.
Offense down. So offense is down by like 30 something?
33, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm gonna focus on defense a little longer. Swung his sword. Fired a beam.
Smash! She did most of Lucas's hit points.
We're just healing and stat buffing.
Strawberry tofu.
Offense down again. This time it should be 16.
Yeah.
Defense up. All of our defenses spike by a nice amount in the 20s.
Yeah.
And...
So the previous beam hit Lucas for like 130 or maybe more, and now it's down to 80. That's a pretty big shift.
So Shug and Duster are... Duster attacked, but Shug fed Duster an item. They're kind of just, like, maintaining us right now while the other two set us up. Defense up for the second time. We all get in the teens. And then,
when is it time to go full assault?
Offense up.
Oh, we haven't done offense up yet.
Defense down for the second time.
Wait, I think you already did the defense down twice.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so. shield vanished. Give a strawberry tofu to Lucas. Yeah, his defense decreased by 12, so.
Okay.
Shield killers us.
Oh, it just instantly negates the shield even if it's got more than one charge.
Mm-hmm. PK Jazz, Omega, Brig. We're gonna use up one of our mementos because we never saw a guy to hand it off to.
Are we almost for sure gonna get someone dead?
Mm-hmm. Let's just get to Lucas's turn as soon as possible!
Uh-oh.
It's fine. I've realized it wasn't as dire as I thought, because we all had enough that I can do this, and then I'm gonna wait till they actually scroll up all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you'll attack.
So hit points are ticking up. Remember, folks, that we have a meter hit point system in this game, so hit points have to tick up and down over time, and if you take mortal damage, your hit points start ticking down, but if you get healed before your hit points actually tick to zero, then not only does the countdown stop immediately, but you actually heal from that point up, not from... Like, if you're at 100, if you have 100 hit points, and you take 100 damage, and then you start getting healed when you have 70 hit points on the meter, you'll heal up from 70, and it won't count off of zero, you know?
That's not quite right.
Is it not?
What, when you heal, like, the background number stops at zero, so you can keep getting hit over and over and over to zero.
It just does stop
and
at
then,
zero.
And then when you heal up to whatever number from zero. And then, like, okay. All the hits and heals, like, keep counteracting each other, and that's the number you end at. But it has to actually tick down to zero. And if it's ever going, like, it will always seek the number up or down.
Okay. And is that, it's the same in Earthbound also?
Yes.
Okay. That was a little bit.
So he did Jazz A. I'm gonna put up another Psy Shield, because him using the Shield Killer is not actually that bad. It takes up one of his moves. Psy Shield Omega. And then we're just in the attack phase, because we're powerful enough now. We have all our stat buffs. We're enveloped by our shields. Electric Shock Attack. It's reflected by Lucas, but the others take the hits.
Oh, it's not a party protect.
Nope.
So you're saying I can't hold hands with Ben Franklin while he flies a kite?
I am telling you that.
What is this horrible oppression that makes me live under? Not holding hands with Ben Franklin while he flies a kite.
Alright, shit. Go! No!
Oh, Shug hit zero. Duster's not gonna hit zero, but Shug did.
Oh, good, but it doesn't use up the memento because it wasn't in his inventory specifically. That's good.
We'll use Psy Healing to remove the death status from Shug.
I gotta let Shug's HP tick up.
Yeah, so even while the enemy is in the middle of an attack, the description requires multiple lines of dialogue, so we can just not click through the description, and Shug's hit points are allowed to count up. Which is...
Yeah, there's weird strategy
to it. Yeah, goofy as heck. But, you know...
That's just how it be. In case he needs to do another,
they're feeding, Psy jellies to Lucas to give his power points back. Which, I mean, yeah. Give him more power points. Yeah, I was thinking Duster is only at 60.
You know, even after all the buffs and stuff, this guy's taking a long time to go down. If without the buffs, it'd take just forever.
Yeah, I mean, he's,
down he goes! The masked man! Stop moving!
I mean, it's Klaus. He's like, a real important bad guy.
15,000 hit points! One of us leveled up.
Lucas did.
Alright, so he backs up. Backs away. Oh, he's covered with electric shock! It's like there's a robot breaking down! All the greens run away, and then the white pigment runs away, too.
Like you said, Pikmin.
Oh. And then the masked man's Batman wings deploy and he flies away.
Are there any secret, cute, hidden presents? No. Alright, well, we walk up. These vines are frozen in time. Sprinkle your waters of time on them? Yes. Oh! We're all shocked because we can tell right away that the vines... They're aging. They bloom. There are red flowers. They open and blossom with yellow centers. And then they wither and die. And the vines start changing colors. And now they are lifeless.
And they've aged and rotted away.
And we can walk into the temple. Kumatora exclamation points. Oh! Time started flowing again for the vines. Lucas, let's go inside.
Alright.
There's a seven needles diagram in the background.
And this is the seventh needle?
This is the sixth needle.
Okay, that's what I thought. There's a secret unknown needle where no one knows where it is?
Yes. But it's not like the needles have an order to them in the universe.
There just has to be X many of them. So there's some side paths.
I don't think there's actually anything here, but I've never gone down and looked at these.
Yeah.
For some reason, Kumatora started feeling feverish.
Oh my gosh, Kumatora, how could you?
She must be learning lightning. Thunder Gamma.
Yeah, that looks right. I think you go to the front of it.
Yeah, probably. Too busy looking at diagrams.
We go up to the needle, and then for everyone's little sprite to be in place, they kind of walk through a bunch of the terrain to get to their
marks. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Ionia, it was our Maggie ancestors who sealed away the Dark Dragon. Maggies have guarded the seven needles for many generations since. We all turn around, and Ionia is walking in. But the needles will be pulled when the time comes, and that time is now. The heart of the person who pulls the needles will be passed on to the Dark Dragon, and then something big will happen. Something big enough to recreate the entire world. Lucas, I want you to be the one who awakens the Dark Dragon. To accomplish this, you can't lose or give in, no matter what. Duster, Shug, and Princess Kumatora. Without heartfelt help from you, his friends, he cannot accomplish this task. Kumatora walks up. Princess Kumatora, this Sai is so dangerous that I never intended to teach it to you, but I'm going to teach it to you right here, right now. Master this dangerous Sai technique so that you can help Lucas. Are you prepared? She walks down and is now in front of him, and he's gonna like bonk her on the back of the head, basically. Oh, he lightning strikes her down the stairs. Holy shit.
Rick, smoke comes off of her.
Something awakened inside Kumatora. Kumatora realized the power of PK Starstorm. I mean, that is how we learned PK Jazz Beta, I think, was in the lightning tower. We got struck by lightning. And it awoken. Lucas walk up to Kumatora. The masked man, was he... Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Shug sniffs me. Duster says, Lucas, I'm going to help you from here on out, no matter what happens. I made up my mind just now. And then, Ionia, thanks for the pickles earlier. The dog drool was a bit disconcerting, though. Pull the needle? Yes. I walk behind the needle, and I pull. The capstone comes off, and then he puts his hands around, and... Jazz! He upsmashes the air.
With the power of jazz, he upsmashes.
It rumbles like it always does, and it's gonna do the smoke like it always does.
Oh, it's shaking a lot. It's a big geyser at first.
And then it's always tapers off to a little tiny. Something awoke inside Lucas. Lucas realized the power of Psy Jazz Omega. Now he has the ultimate jazz. Actually, no, I think I learned PK Flash in the Lightning Tower. Ionia says, Lucretia, the final missing Maggie, is rapidly nearing the seventh needle. That's what I'm sensing. It's coming from that direction, from a lively, filthy place. Oh, just when I'm about to tell where it is. Lucas walks over to Ionia's fading body. I'm sorry, I'm disappearing now. Before I go, here are final mementos of me, a razor and lipstick. Remember me sometimes, okay? Your inventory is full at this time. Your inventory is full at a time like this? Sheesh, you're such a big dummy. Oh well, too bad. Forget I was about to give you anything. You dumb, silly goose. Too bad I didn't get to see how everything turns out, but Lucas, honey, Little Shug, Adorable Duster, and Princess Kumatora, whatever happens, make sure you get to see what the final fate of the world is. He strikes a, like, dance pose and then disappears forever.
Yeah, like, shrinks into a little ball of light and fades out.
Ionia says, oh, Lucretia is nearing the seventh needle. Kumatora looks around and is very sad. And then, they all exclamation point as they look down.
I think we hear a noise at the entrance to the temple. And the camera pans... Owen fades out.
He's gonna show us the outside. Hop! Hello, I'm a frog. Shall I record everything that has happened so far?
Yeah, let's record and...
So this is the end of chapter 7. Do you want to keep going into chapter 8?
No, let's just stop.
Okay.
We'll just, Alright.
Stop streaming!
Bye, everyone!